True, but I still dream of my old master, unlucky man. If only he'd drop in from the blue and drive these suitors all in a rout throughout the halls. Cowherd, the cool tactician Odysseus answered, you're no coward and nobody's fool, I'd say. Even I can see the sense of that old head. So I tell you this, on my solemn binding oath, I swear by Zeus, the first of all the gods, by the table of hospitality waiting for us, by Odysseus's hearth where I have come for help. Odysseus will come home while you're still here. You'll see with your own eyes, if you have the heart, these suitors who lorded here cut down in blood. Stranger, if only, the cowherd cried aloud, if only Zeus would make that oath come true, you'd see my power, my fighting arms in action. Eumaeus echoed his prayer to all the gods that their wise king would soon come home again. Now as they spoke and urged each other on, and once more the suitors were plotting certain doom for the young prince, suddenly, banking high on the left, an omen flew past, an eagle clutching a trembling dove, and Amphimenus rose in haste to warn them all. My friends, we'll never carry off this plot to kill the prince. Let's concentrate on feasting. His timely invitation pleased them all. The suitors ambled into Odysseus' royal house, and flinging down their cloaks on a chair or bench, they butchered hulking sheep and fatted goats, full-grown hogs and a young cow from the herd. They roasted all the innards, served them round, and filled the bowls with wine and mixed it well. Eumaeus passed out cups. Philetius, trusty herdsman, brought on loaves of bread in ample wicker trays. Melanthius poured the wine. The whole company reached out for the good things that lay at hand. Telemachus, manoeuvring shrewdly, sat his father down on the stone threshold just inside the timbered hall and set a rickety stool and cramped table there. He gave him a share of innards, poured his wine in a golden cup, and added a bracing invitation. Now sit right there. Drink your wine with the crowd. I'll defend you from all their taunts and blows, these young bucks. This is no public place. This is Odysseus's house. My father won it for me, so it's mine. You suitors, control yourselves. No insults now, no brawling, no, or it's war between us all. So he declared. And they all bit their lips, amazed the prince could speak with so much daring. Only Eupeithes' son, Antinous, ventured, Fighting words, but do let's knuckle under to our prince. Such abuse, such naked threats, but clearly Zeus has foiled us. Or long before, we would have shut his mouth for him in the halls, fluent and flowing as he is. So he mocked. Telemachus paid no heed. And now through the streets the heralds passed, leading the beasts marked out for sacrifice on Apollo's grand festal day, and the islanders with their long hair were filing into the god's shady grove, the distant, deadly archer. Those in the palace, once they'd roasted the prime cuts, pulled them off the spits and sharing out the portions, fell to the royal feast. The men who served them gave Odysseus his share, fair as the helping they received themselves, so Telemachus ordered, the king's own son. But Athena had no mind to let the brazen suitors hold back now from their heart-rending insults. She meant to make the anguish cut still deeper into the core of Laertes' son, Odysseus. There was one among them, a lawless boor. Ctesippus was his name. He made his home in Same, a fellow so impressed with his own astounding wealth, he courted the wife of Odysseus, gone for years. Now the man harangued his swaggering comrades. Listen to me, my fine friends, here's what I say. From the start our guest has had his fair share. It's only right, you know. How impolite it would be, how wrong to scant whatever guest Telemachus welcomes to his house. Look here, I'll give him a proper guest gift, too, a prize he can hand the crone who bathes his feet, or tip for another slave who haunts the halls of our great king Odysseus. On that note, grabbing an ox hoof out of a basket where it lay, with a brawny hand he flung it straight at the king. But Odysseus ducked his head a little, dodging the blow, and seething just as the ox hoof hit the solid wall, he clenched his teeth.